Welcome back to the second half of that classic rock show. Up next, Mark's going to talk about Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you, Jim. We will be listening to the song Got to Move, recorded in 1968, originally written by Elmore James and Marshall Sayhorn. On guitar, we have Peter Green, slide guitar Jeremy Spencer, John McVie on bass, and Mick Fleetwood on drums. Led by blues guitar great Peter Green, Fleetwood Mac was a highly popular and financially successful British blues band long before the band's longer and greater wave of popularity, fronted by Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham in the late 1970s and 1980s. So let's listen to Got to Move.
To move, you can't stay here no more. You got to move, you can't stay here no more. Oh yes, you're my baby, I love you so, but still you gotta go away from here. You won't cook, you won't wash, you won't iron. You gotta go away from here, yeah, yeah. Yes. Well, I'd rather be dead and my grave that to see another man here to take my place. Oh yes, you got to move, move, yeah. You my baby, I love you so, but still you gotta go away from here. Another man here to take my place. Yeah, you got to move. Yeah, you my baby, I love you so, but still you gotta go away from here. You got to move, away from here. Oh yes, you got to move.
Although Peter Green was the band's primary lead guitarist, this song features the slide guitar of Jeremy Spencer, who was an Elmore James fanatic. At times, his fanatical embrace of Elmore James led to musical differences within the band. Peter Green became disillusioned with the band's enormous financial success, while original bluesmen that they idolized were not getting their financial due. His appearance and dress began to dramatically change, and he began giving his money away and writing darker songs such as Green Monalishi. He eventually quit the band, and he passed away in 2020. Next up, we're going to listen to Cream and a live song off the Wheels of Fire album called Crossroads. It was originally written on acoustic guitar by Robert Johnson. The band includes Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker. Shortly after John Mayall's Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton, Eric attended a Buddy Guy concert, and he was smitten with Guy's trio format. This triggered Eric's next move to form the band Cream with Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker. In England, the three were considered the best at their instruments, the cream of the crop. So let's listen to the live version recorded at the Fillmore of Crossroads. That was Crossroads, written by Robert Johnson. Something tells me Robert would be shocked if he heard that version of his song. In essence, Cream are two bands, a highly sophisticated studio band and a concert band where the trio stretched out and improvised their studio songs. They were the blueprint for what is now known as the Power Trio. It should be noted, Robert Johnson remains Clapton's musical muse. Clapton said Johnson had one foot planted in the blues of the past and the other foot in the future of rock music. Clapton's rapid transformation from a good guitarist to one of legend is often compared to Robert Johnson's mythical journey to the crossroads, where Robert supposedly sold his soul to the devil in exchange for becoming the most talented blues man of his era. Next up, Jim's going to tell us about the Jeff Beck Group.
Well, I just want to say one thing about Crossroads. When I played men's softball, that was one of my psych-up songs. You know, I'd hop out of the car, run out to the position, and start playing ball. But Crossroads really got me psyched up.
I know. I can never get enough of that solo.
As Mark said, the next group up is the Jeff Beck Group, probably my favorite group out of all the ones we're playing today. The song we're going to present is Rock My Plimsoll off their legendary album Truth. Jeff Beck and Rod Stewart get the writing credit, but it was heavily influenced by B.B. King's Rock Me Baby. Rod Stewart's soulful vocal and Beck's blistering guitar combined for an incredibly bluesy sound. Ronnie Wood on bass and Mickey Waller on drums keep the song really tight. At the time this album was made, Rod Stewart was scared to death about being the vocal front man. But on this album and on this song, he sure doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
That was Rock My Plimsoll by the Jeff Beck Group. Jeff Beck started recording when he was 18 years old with Screaming Lord Sutch. From there, he went to the Tridents, then the Yardbirds, and then he formed his own band. Jeff Beck was influenced by Les Paul, Cliff Gallup, B.B. King, Steve Cropper, and Rod Stewart was influenced by Sam Cooke. The Jeff Beck Group Truth album is considered a forerunner to heavy metal and hard rock. You are listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM. Up next is a band I'm sure everyone's heard of and knows every song by heart, Led Zeppelin. They're going to do a Willie Dixon song, Bring It On Home, from Led Zeppelin II, which came out in 1969. Zeppelin had two albums that came out that first year, their debut album, which was a hit, and then Led Zeppelin II put them right through the roof. Everyone knows who's in the band, John Paul Jones on bass and organ, John Bonham drummer, Robert Plant in his bluesy vocals, and the phenomenal guitar work of Jimmy Page. A lot of people may not know this, but Page first wanted Steve Marriott, who was in Small Faces at the time and later Bumble Pie, to be Zeppelin's lead singer, but he was vetoed by the band's manager, Peter Grant. Anyway, here is their version of Bring It On Home.
Rock till you fail. What you trying to do?
that was Bring It On Home by Zeppelin. A lot of people probably know this, but Jimmy Page was a successful studio musician, having played on records by Joe Cocker, The Who, The Kinks, Donovan, and many more. And he played on such diverse songs as Downtown by Petula Clark and Shirley Bassey's Goldfinger. And another thing probably everyone knows, but I have to say it, is how the band got its name. Kind of came from Keith Moon, the drummer of The who said that Page's new band would go over like a lead balloon, but Who bassist John Entwistle said, no, more like a Led Zeppelin, and thus the name. But it seemed to work out good for them because they were probably the most successful and influential rock band of all time and have sold over 300 million albums.
You know, Jim, I just want to mention Robert Plant's harmonica playing was featured on many Zeppelin albums. It's kind of featured on this song.
Yeah, he was
very impressive.
He was a great blues harp player. The last band we're going to focus on today is Savoy Brown, who've been together since 1965, and they're still playing the Chicago-style blues.
Yeah.
They still record and tour with guitarist Kim Simmons leading the band. Their last three albums, Witchy Feelin', City Night, and Ain't Done Yet, have done extremely well on the blues charts. With, I might add, the latter two albums I just mentioned feature my photography of the band. Yeah, I've had a relationship with Kim Simmons for many, many years, and every time they come through town, get to see him, and we have a really nice conversation. Great, great guy. In 1970, they released the album Raw Sienna, one of over 40 albums in their career. Singer Chris Yolden's composition, Needle and Spoon, is highlighted by his expressive vocals and Kim's wailing guitar. Future Foghat members, Lonesome Dave Peverett, is on rhythm guitar. Bassist Tony Stevens and drummer Roger Earl formed this very tight band. This lineup is when Savoy Brown really hit their stride and grew in popularity. So here's the song from their Raw Sienna album, Needle and Spoon.
Some I'm a wise man, some I'm a fool, but I need a little something to keep my cool. I sleep with the sun and I ride with the moon, but I feel all right with my needle and spoon. I feel all right with my needle and spoon. It's difficult sometimes to get my stuff, so if I'm evil, don't get in a huff. I sleep with the sun and I ride with the moon, but I feel all right with my needle and spoon. I feel all right with my needle and spoon. Don't need no whammy, don't need no wine, 'cause life is sweet when you hit the main line. I sleep with the sun and I ride with the moon, but I feel all right with my needle and spoon. I feel all right with my needle and spoon. Stuff it kills you and it seems unkind. If you're married, you can divorce your wife. But when you're married to AIDS, then you're married for life. You're married to AIDS, then you're married for life. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Hey, yeah. Thank you.
Well, that's it, Mark. That's our first show. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. We're going to be on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 and a repeated show on Fridays from 11 to 12 right here on That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRU LP 101.5 FM.
Please let us know what you'd like to hear on our program by emailing the station. Also, future shows will include interviews with musicians and others in the music industry, so stay tuned. For more information about our book, Classic Rock Photographs from Yesterday Today, go to Amazon.com. And to view Jim's classic rock photos, go to the website jimsamariaphoto.com. Thanks for listening.